May I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I want to invite any kids who are here who might feel more engaged and into the sermon to come up here and take a seat on the soft carpet. I'm going to get my chair, but you all come up, make yourself comfortable up here. Feel free to kneel there if you want, or if you want to sit on the carpet, that's also great. However you feel comfortable to listen and talk with me a little bit today. So I want to start with a little riddle for you all. And this is for everyone. This is a riddle for everyone. I'm thinking of a character in the Bible that we actually heard about today in our readings that's mentioned about 300 times in the Bible, but this character never speaks. Any guesses? Jesus? No, that's a great guess, though. He's in the Bible a lot. God? God, also another great guess, but that's not quite the character I'm thinking of. It's kind of a trick question. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit, that's another great guess. Okay, I'm being a little tricky. It's a tree. A tree. And you might be wondering, why are you calling a tree a character? Well, it's a character because it's a living thing. It's a creature that God made that's alive. And in the Bible, trees tell us a lot about God, and they tell us a lot about who we are. So what do trees, I want to think a little bit about trees with you. What do trees need to live? Okay, go.
Air?
Like, yes.
Like water.
Okay, I'll take air from you, then we'll...
Water?
The same things humans need?
Sand.
Water.
Water, definitely. Okay, let's shout them all out.
Sunlight.
Light, sunlight, water. We've mentioned some really important things that trees need. And in today, it needs lots of stuff, like soil. Yeah, that's really good. So today in our psalm, Psalm 1, we hear about a tree that has all of these things that it needs. It has sunlight, it has water, it has nutrients so that it can grow fruit. And to be a healthy living tree, there's one other thing that I want us to think about. It needs a root system. Do you know what a root system is?
Yes.
You all know? So a root system. When you look at a tree outside, we see the trunk, we see the branches and the leaves, but there's a whole other world of that tree underneath the surface.
I can see my neighbor's roots.
So here is just a picture of that big, extensive root system that exists under the tree. Almost as big as the tree itself, right, in this picture? Yeah, it looks like a reflection, almost a mirror image of the tree. Yeah, that's great. And what do roots do for the tree? Go ahead.
They get the water under the soil.
They get the water, that's great.
They get all the food and nutrients in the soil.
Yeah, they get all the nutrients that they soak up from the soil.
They hold the tree in place.
And they hold the tree in place. You all have hit all of the things that I had written down. They draw up water, they draw up nutrients, and they anchor that tree in place. If you went outside to a tree and you tried to push it over, what would happen?
It would.
You couldn't push it over? Might shake a little, but it's not going anywhere, right? It's rooted, it's anchored in the ground because of this root system. Now, the Bible says that those who follow God are like trees in that way. They're like trees planted by a stream of living water. Why do you think we're like trees?
Because,
go ahead, Adam.
Because God and following Jesus gives us strong roots.
Following God gives us strong roots?
Yeah.
Awesome. Any other ideas how we're like trees? Yeah.
We're rooted in
God? Yeah, great. Go ahead.
We need things to survive.
We need things to survive. You bet. You bet. Yeah, go ahead. We need water. We sure do. Yeah, that's a great similarity. Yeah. We're all made by God. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great similarity. Yep, one more.
We both need air.
We both need air. That's so true. We do. We do. Well, those are all really good things to think about. And I want us to consider one of them in particular. I want us to consider that root system a little bit more. So when we are nourished by God's word, when we come to church, we learn things about God, when we think about God, when we pray, when we learn how to treat other people here, those are all roots that we're building, growing down deep into the soil and anchoring us. They're giving us things to live by. Have you ever seen a tree in a storm?
Yeah,
it's kind of
just wind.
Yeah, it can, right? They can wave all around, they can bend. It kind of seems like they might even fall over, but they don't, do they?
Only
most of the time.
Really strong storms and like if it's a really tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
One time in a really strong storm, one of our trees fell down on our fence.
That can happen. That can definitely happen. Trees can fall down. But most of the time when you see them waving around, they pop back up, don't they, after the storm. So we can think about that too with us. We might go through storms, we might have winds blowing, hard things that happen in life. But if we're rooted in God, that gives us security, that gives us strength, that gives us hope. So having faith in God is like these roots. We know we can trust God no matter what happens. And we can learn how to follow God by treating other people well, by loving them and caring about them. And we can produce fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience. Okay, I have one last thing for us to consider. There's a really interesting thing about roots. They don't only go down, but they go out really far. So if you looked underneath the tree, if you could have x-ray vision underneath the tree, the roots would spread out very far. Kind of like a tunnel for trees? Yeah, these roots, they spread all out. So think about it. If you go to a forest, there's going to be roots under every tree, but those roots under each tree spread out, so they're all overlapping, all these roots. True, sometimes even the roots pop above the surface a bit. But these roots are all connected, and that means all the roots are really supporting the other trees too, right? There's a whole network of roots all supporting the other trees. And research even shows that trees talk to each other. Isn't that cool? Trees talk, not with words, verbal words like we do, but they communicate with each other through this network of roots. And so I want to suggest that we at church, we're like a forest. We're a bunch of trees, we're growing roots, but we're doing that together. And we're supporting each other in our lives of faith, growing roots together. Today we're going to have something really special. This is an exciting day because we have a baptism. Have any of you been to a baptism yet?
Yes.
Some of you have? Well, it's a really exciting time when we have the little baby Liam who's going to be baptized. And that means he's joining our church forest. He's going to be one of the trees with us in this church forest. And as he grows, as he gets older, his roots are going to go down deeper too, and they're going to spread out. He's going to be part of this church body, and we're going to support him in his growth as a little tree in our forest. So I want you to just think about, as we have lots of fun things happening in church coming up, we've got Sunday school, we've got the pageant this Christmas, we have all sorts of fun stuff. I want you to think about all of that. That's building roots. We're building roots of faith in our lives. So be like a tree planted by streams of living water. Okay? Amen.